91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Welcome to Minnesota Mixtape. I'm Malachi Coons. Every week I spotlight the Minnesota music scene, and this is what you'll be hearing today. PK Mayo, and a new retrospective from the State Blues Hall of Famer. I've got a brand new Charlie Parr single and information on his next record, and we'll stop again at Laura Hugo's long-awaited debut, plus songs from Sounds of Blackness, The Amazers, Superior Siren, and many more. And at the end of the show today, we'll pay tribute to Dave Carr, the late saxophonist who left a huge impact on jazz in our state. It's Minnesota Mixtape, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and produced at KAXE, an independent and people-powered community radio station broadcasting from the north bank of the Mississippi River. Starting things off with the Fontanelles, the band that Dave Mayling first made his name with in Duluth, and a tune they contributed to the Duluth Does Dylan cover series, It's Not Dark Yet.
Falling, and I've been here all day. It's too hard to sleep, and time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steel. And I've still got the scars.
and your walls are closing in, and your days are getting shorter, and you'll do it all alone in close quarters.
Another one from Laura Hugo and the Navajo singer-songwriter's long-awaited Where We Go to Grieve EP. I saw countless photos and videos from the release show on social media. It seemed like the whole of the Minnesota music scene turned out to support. We just heard Close Quarters on Minnesota Mixtape. I'm Malachi Coons. We are heading to PK Mayo next, who you might know as Paul Mayosich. The Minnesota Blues Hall of Famer just put out a retrospective album called All Before Yesterday, celebrating music from throughout his career. The Iron Range-born musician started out with Big John Dickerson's Blue Chamber Band and then put out many solo albums, also with the Benderheads, and he has shared stages with the biggest names in blues music. You can still find him gigging around the state. Here is one from 2006 called Texas Toast.
like freedom here, but I know what the real truth is. Denial is a prison with lots of anchorage. I'm free to meander, but if I go too far, stump my toe and bump my
music from John Magnuson there. He was formerly a part of 90s alt-country band The Carpetbaggers, and that one's the title track from his new solo release. It has brought us to our first Minnesota mixtape break. We've got Sounds of Blackness, Superior Siren, and Jackie Blue on the way. Welcome back to Minnesota Mixtape. It is time for another release from Jackie Blue, a Minnesota singer who blends R&B, pop, and folk into vulnerable ballads on her brand new debut EP. Here's If You Ever Come Back Home.
Do you know a place that I could find where I could rest my anger? I don't want to live on borrowed time, and I don't want a life that isn't mine. So I told my mind my heart would follow. I said that things would change tomorrow. The sun will come up and I'll change my ways, and I'll finally pay for my mistakes. I'll scream the words I was scared to say, and I won't just wish for better days. So if you ever come back, ringing in my ears, it always came along with all my fears. And as the time went by throughout the years, it got a little bit hard to keep my conscience clear. Maybe I don't need fame and I don't need money, 'cause both those things can be taken from me. I'ma start out slow, but I'll keep running in hopes that better days are coming.
So if you ever come
world and I think I know. So I won't say I told you so.
Gonna get you good.
Putting a Minnesota gospel choir spin on Stevie Wonder's Till You Come Back Home, that was The Sounds of Blackness from their 1974 LP Images of Blackness. That group is best known for their 90s R&B and dance charting tracks and for launching the careers of Ann Nesbitt and Cynthia Johnson of Lips, Inc. The group actually formed all the way back in 1969 at McAllister College, and we just heard their first official release. From 74 to just last week, it is time for brand new Charlie Parr on Minnesota Mixtape. The folk and blues artist just announced his next release will be a concept album about the characters that live in a boarding house. It's inspired by Parr's first home in the Twin Cities after moving from Austin. The album is due out in October of this year, and here is the title track.
We met in the kitchen there, old John in his underwear. Nobody really seemed to care, we were all together then. Ron caught some fish and Ben cleaned and filleted them when Sarah came downstairs with a pan and stood around the stove to see. Joining the smell of kerosene, and old John went upstairs to pee and told us, don't you eat it all. With leftover coleslaw from that diner out by the mall. It's not far from the Union Yard, but it's quite a ways on foot. For the fish to cook, Sarah grabbed a fork and had a look. She said it was right out of the book, and We all got ready for a bite. Got sick that night, gave old John quite a fright to see the bathroom in the morning light and us laying around the kitchen floor. Bedroom door and held my guts, they were so sore, with pain different from before, and it wouldn't let me sleep.
People carrying signs. Look to the left and to the right. Laying in the dark, I swore I could see all these other people marching with me.
it's supposed to be this time. Tell me about the people watching, how you try to be on time. Tell you about the way it's supposed to be with your hand in mine. Tried to figure it out, thought I'd write it down, and I thought that I could wait for you to come around. And you tell me about the late nights and all those sunrises, and I thought I knew it all, but I need more time. That I could wait for you to come around, and we'd watch those flowers growing. I'd sing the high and lonesome. I won't see myself in you, but I've got the red river blues. I've got the red.
Another new one for you here on Minnesota Mixtape. It's the Red River Blues from Feeding Leroy, the bluegrass and folk band back after 8 years with a new self-titled album. As expected, it's more great songs from Lee and Sonia Martin. We will be right back. We got a pair of punk rockers coming up next on Minnesota Mixtape. Hey there. Thanks for keeping it with Minnesota Mixtape. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. Spit Takes are a femme punk band deeply inspired by the Go-Go's and the 80s LA punk scene, and they just dropped this take on modern dating apps. It's Saw You on Tinder on Minnesota Mixtape.
You want you a flame? Are you a flame? Are you a flame?
I Will Die in This Jean Jacket. Yep, that's the name of the band we just heard. It's a new group from Jim Blaha, who you might know from The Blind Shake, the cult punk band he started with his brother Mike in Minnesota. His new group is seeking to capture the feeling of mixtapes his friends would make him to go skateboarding. Again, the new band's called I Will Die in This Jean Jacket, possibly my new favorite band name, and we just heard his first single, Too Bright. Still to come on Minnesota Mixtape, we will pay tribute to Dave Carr. But first up, a little slice of soul from the Amazers, a vocal group from St. Paul's Rondo neighborhood who were one of the first black groups to play in downtown Minneapolis. Here is their biggest hit, Come Back to Me. Taking us out today, the sweet sounds of Dave Carr's saxophone as we pay tribute to the Minnesota jazz legend who recently passed away at the age of 95. For nearly 70 years, Carr was a key member of the Minnesota jazz scene with his Mulligan Stew combo and accompanying countless other players. And he'll be remembered both as a wonderful musician and a friend and mentor to many, like Sam Miltich, we just heard Carr duetting with on I Should Care. I'm Malachi Coons. Thank you for joining me for another Minnesota Mixtape, a show made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund through you, the citizens of Minnesota, and produced at KAXE, an independent and people-powered community radio station broadcasting from the north bank of the Mississippi River.